With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Lawmakers unveiling a massive new defense policy bill.
The sweeping 3,000-page bill authorizes a record $901 billion in national security spending next year. That's billions more than President Trump's request. The measure includes a 4% raise for enlisted troops, as well as $400 million in military assistance to Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson said the legislation would advance the president's agenda by ending woke ideology at the Pentagon and securing the border, among other priorities. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says the Ukrainian leader, Volodymyr Zelensky, quote, isn't ready to sign off on a U.S.-authored peace proposal aimed at ending the war with Russia. Now, Trump has been very critical of Zelensky after the U.S. and Ukrainian negotiators completed 3 days of talks aimed at trying to narrow differences on the U.S. administration's proposal. More trouble in Asia. Thailand launching a number of airstrikes along the border with Cambodia as tensions there have reignited. Crime statistics indicate mass killings are down in the U.S., but there may be more to the story than that.
There have been 17 mass killings this year in the United States, the lowest since 2006. That's according to a database maintained by the Associated Press and USA Today in partnership with Northeastern University. But experts say this probably isn't the start of a trend. Instead, it's more likely a return to average after mass killings spiked in 2018 and 2019. Mass killings are incidents in which four or more people are killed. Experts say a decline in violent crime and an improvement in crime response may be contributing to the drop. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is SRN News. A new poll paints a picture of Black Americans' faith.
The Pew Research Center poll reveals that most African Americans are self-described Christians, 73%. However, like so many other demographic groups, religious affiliation is on the decline. The Pew study also finds that Black people are more religious than all other races. 58% of African Americans say their faith is very important in their life, compared to 35% of white Americans and 40% of Hispanics. Michael Harrington reporting.
In the wake of the pandemic, many American mothers lost faith in the institutions that once shaped their lives. Into that vacuum stepped conservative Christian women influencers who blend religion and personal stories to build trust on issues from food dyes and vaccines to transgender athletes and more. Conservative influencers say nothing is politically more powerful than an angry mother. This is SRN News. A devastating fire in a crowded nightclub, this in South India, over the weekend. Correspondent Charles De La Desma has the latest information on the story.
The blaze ripped through the popular nightclub in Apora village, North Goa, killing 25 people, including tourists. The state's chief minister says Pramod Sawant added most of the dead were the club's kitchen workers, as well as three or four tourists. Six people were injured and are in a stable condition, he added. The fire was caused by a gas cylinder blast and has been extinguished, the Press Trust of India news agency says, quoting local police. However, witnesses tell the agency the blaze began on the club's first floor, where nearly 100 tourists were on the dance floor. Several apparently rushed to the kitchen below in the chaos and got trapped along with staff. I'm Charles Tillethesma.
More details at srnnews.com.